This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. My name is still Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us. It is a Thursday today, and I'm looking at my watch as I record this this afternoon, and it's just after 2 p.m., and it feels like it is about dinner time, to be honest. I was up again at 20 past four this morning for a pretty decent bike ride. Let me apologize to the guys who are riding behind me. My saddlebag ended up loosening itself really weird and ended up falling off. How I didn't kill anyone, I have no idea. But fantastic ride. If you want to be made a little bit jealous, particularly if you are pretty cold in the Northern Hemisphere right now, make sure you check out the Kona Edge on social media. Okay? I posted a couple of pictures of my morning ride. It was Hill Repeats with a squad that I'm training with, and we got to ride up a little place called Red Hill, which is pretty close to, or it is part of a little town called Simonstown, which is near Cape Town, and that's where the South African Naval Base is housed. A fantastic place, and just absolutely beautiful. So search for the Kona Edge on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, and you can check out some pictures and ride vicariously outdoors with me as you sit on your indoor trainer in your garage, because I know that's how a lot of people up north are training right now. But our turn's coming. I'm not gloating by any stretch. Don't stress. Hey, coming up on today's podcast, we're going to talk some swimming. And we have a returning guest on the podcast today. We spoke to him last week about his journey to the Big Island. I'm talking about Richard Laurie, who lives in Port Elizabeth in South Africa, the home of the 2018 Ironman 70.3 World Championships in September. If you didn't listen to Richard's story, go check out that episode. Definitely worth a listen. But today we talk a little bit about his swim. So that's all coming up on today's episode. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Coach Parry Triathlon Coaching. With a passion for high-performance sport, Lindsay Parry is one of South Africa's most widely recognized and respected coaches. Having led a team to the London and Rio Olympic Games, Lindsay has coached both triathletes and runners onto podiums of some of the world's most illustrious races. Lindsay has the unique ability to understand what it takes to succeed at any level and thrives on coaching, motivating, and inspiring others to do the same. To find out more about working with Coach Parry, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or if you have a coaching business and you'd like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Let's chat some swimming now. We head back to Port Elizabeth to catch up with Richard Laurie. Richard, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, shot, Brad. Very, very happy to be here.
Rich, let's talk about your swim. You guys in Port Elizabeth are super lucky because you get to swim the sort of Ironman swim route fairly often. You get through lots of open water swim, and your swim is pretty decent. Is it something you work at really hard, or has it come pretty naturally to you?
Yeah, it's funny that you say that, because swimming is actually my kryptonite. So it's actually the one discipline that I probably have struggled at the most since I started doing triathlons. I wasn't a good swimmer at all when I started doing the sport, and I still don't see myself as being a brilliant swimmer. I'm still, you know, a good 5 to 8 minutes off the top end guys in Ironman, and probably around 4 minutes off the Foster guys in 70.3. But in saying that, it's really been something that I've had to work incredibly, incredibly hard at. I'm very fortunate to be with my training day and Kent Horner, who was a South African swimmer himself before he started triathlon. So, you know, he is an absolute phenomenal swim coach, and the swim sets that he dishes out are like, I can't believe some of them. A couple of years ago, I made a commitment that I would never miss a swim session. And I knew that I needed to better my swim in order to become a more competitive athlete. So, you know, whether it's a 5 kilometer swim set or whether it's a 3 kilometer sprint set, I'm in the pool, I'm getting it done. And that's definitely been the thing that's paid off the most for me when it comes to improving as a swimmer.
Obviously, again, it boils down to consistency. Is there anything else that you've done that you think has really helped improve your swim?
Yeah, I think, you know, like you said now, consistency. So time in the water is very important. But I'd say something that's even possibly more important than that is getting someone to actually break down your swim stroke and look at your swim stroke and correct your technique as a swimmer. Because efficiency is everything when it comes to swimming. You see guys that are getting in the water that are absolutely breaking themselves to try and get faster. And the more that they try and swim faster, not the slower they're going, but the more tired they're getting for a very similar speed. And that's because their technique is either not good or their technique is falling apart when they start to swim hard. So, you know, before you even start your swim training, you should make sure that you know the fundamentals of swimming and that you have someone that can work on your stroke and your technique.
Rich, what are some of the things you love doing in the water from a workout point of view? What are your favorites?
I think, yeah, I really do enjoy doing like big drill sets to build a lot of strength in the muscles. I also enjoy doing long endurance sets where, you know, I put paddles and a band and a buoy on where I'm pulling nice and hard, building good strength. You know, I am someone who doesn't mind doing distance in the water, so I don't mind doing 4 kilometer plus swim sets. And I find that when my swimming volume is probably up to around 15 to 18 kilometers per week, that is when my swimming is really improving most. So I think for me, you know, in the early stages of training, especially now that I've started my training again on the 1st of Jan, I'm really getting into my training. I'm focusing on doing a lot of strength work in the water, lots of drills and lots of technique work. I'm actually putting the paddles aside for now because my swimming fitness is not at a very good level at the moment. So I'm focusing a lot on doing drills and lots of technique work. You know, once I feel that the body has gotten fitter, I'll start to then include paddles slower to build some more strength and endurance. And then the closer that I get to race day, I'll start to add in some shorter, you know, 3 kilometer sprint sets where I'm doing 25 maximums and banging out 50s and 10 by 100, leaving on 130 and so forth, you know, just to get that race kind of intensity up.
As far as, I mean, obviously you're coaching as well now. As far as looking at other athletes, what are some of the big mistakes you see triathletes making when it comes to their swim and how can they fix it?
I think that probably the biggest mistake that athletes make when it comes to their swim is that they're not actually consistent enough. You know, one 2 kilometer swim sets a week is not going to cut it. And for me, what I've found as a coach for the last 4 years is that swimming is probably 80% of new athletes' biggest worries. So all new athletes that are coming into triathlon, like literally 70 to 80% of them are complaining that swimming is their weakness and that they are so overwhelmed by the fact that they need to swim and especially swim in the open water. You know, I think that athletes, they're not spending enough time in the water. They are running away from the fear of swimming where they should be actually like grabbing it with both hands and really just going for it and aiming to improve. Staying consistent. And I think another thing is that if an athlete is afraid of the open water, then, you know, join a group that can go out and maybe chat to someone who is experienced and get into the open water and get used to swimming in the open water. The difference between swimming in a pool and an open water where there's currents and there's waves and there's choppy water, it is absolutely massive. And I've seen it even in my athletes, you know, guys that really are exceptionally good pool swimmers. And the second I take them into the open water, they really, really struggle. But over time, as they get more and more used to swimming in the sea, they then are beginning to improve and get much faster. And that's, I think, a very important bit of advice, because obviously we don't race in a swimming pool, we race in the open water.
Let's touch on that open water if we can. you guys get to do some amazing ocean swims fairly often. What advice would you give to people with regards to open water and particularly ocean swimming?
Yeah, I think, you know, this is a topic that I enjoy quite a lot because, you know, we do go down to the sea every Friday, weather dependent. So today, this afternoon, we're actually going to be heading down to the sea for a swim at 5 p.m. But really, what I tell my athletes is that, you know, in the swimming pool, yes, you've got the comfort of, obviously, if you need a stand, you can stand. You know, you've got the lane ropes. You know where the wall is. You know when you're going to turn. So it's a really relaxed environment. You know, you don't have to panic for any reason. You get into the big wide ocean or a massive dam or lake or whatever it is, and you don't have that comfort anymore. You know, it's completely taken away. So for me, I always tell the guys to maybe just try and practice some relaxing techniques before going into the water, just to get their minds, you know, in the right space. And especially before a race, you know, where you're starting with a number of athletes. Ironman's really done a great thing now by letting us go off in waves, which has really helped the weaker swimmers a lot. And I think it's been really successful. But I think, you know, getting yourself in the right frame of mind. And then another thing is, don't change your technique from the swimming pool to the open water. Okay. Focus on your breathing, you know, focus on exhaling under the water, focus on your stroke, your hand entrance, the way you're catching the water. You know, focus on those kind of things as well. Don't let them fall apart because you're getting into the open water, because that's ultimately what's going to slow you down. Obviously focusing on your sighting, making sure that you're swimming towards the buoy and not swimming flipping miles away from it. That's very important because you don't want to have to swim an extra 200 meters on a 1.9 kilometer swim. And yeah, I think just analyzing the currents and knowing which way they're going, before you start the swim is also very important. Knowing that swimming in one direction will be a lot quicker than swimming the other direction, and not panicking when you feel like you're going nowhere is very important as well.
Absolutely. Well, I think that's a great spot to leave it on. We'll chat about your cycling next time out. Thanks for your time today on the Cone Edge.
Cool. Thanks very much, Brad.
This episode of the Cone Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Kona Edge. And unfortunately, no iTunes reviews. I'm not feeling the love. It's been a few days since we got an iTunes review. If you haven't left us one yet, please do. And don't forget, I mentioned our social media handles at the start of the show. If you're on Strava as well, we've got a little community there that's growing quite nicely. And I've got some things planned here at the Kona Edge using Strava. So head over there if you want to hang out with us on Strava, a group of like-minded triathletes from around the globe. The URL to get to, it'll direct you straight to Strava, is just go over to thekonaedge.com/Strava. It's as simple as that. That's thekonaedge.com/Strava. And come hang out. Let us know what you're up to. And come be part of the Kona Edge community on Strava. Until tomorrow, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.
Don't forget, if you'd like to access the commercial-free feed of the Kona Edge, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/support, become a patron, and you'll get access to that feed right away.